trippin'. Pull up, beat the block like an ass whippin'. Stash box, keep the stash in it. Racks in it. Bought that bitch a fashion overdress just to see her ass in it. Twerk for my Instagram. She just got 100 missed calls. It's her man. Damn. Oh, that's your nigga now, huh? Said you wasn't with him, now you with him now, huh? Things different now, huh? You committed now, huh? I guess I can't hit it how I hit it now, huh? Well, hit me when your nigga ain't around. There's money to be made, bitch, I won't wait around. I flex on her for fun, but I do not play around. S on my chest and I keep a cape around. Gang, gang with me, yeah, I keep like 8 around. Even when you think they ain't around, they around.
Yeah. Okay, Cardi. Right. And
yeah. Fucking sucks.
Yeah. You're not gonna disrespect Playboi Carti.
That nigga's ass, bro.
Listen. You're not. I don't appreciate the slander of Playboi Carti. Not in your house. In my house.
He's not good.
Well, you know, Lock That Serious Podcast has had a hell of a run. We appreciate all the support, but due to creative differences, I've decided to split from my counterpart, DJ Elzy, because he has a refined lack of taste and sophistication in his life. And he decides he wants to live in the Stone Ages still, until he regresses and progresses.
Playboi Carti is fucking ass.
I will not comment on his possible homosexual lifestyle. He might be. It's rumors out there.
That is neither here nor there. That has nothing to do with his music.
His music is phenomenal.
His music is terrible.
He is a savant.
He is not a savant.
He's a gateway to the future.
He is a gateway to the pits of hell.
Listen. Some say hell is heaven and heaven is hell.
Who the fuck says that?
That's a fucking movie. I like Cardi. Fuck it.
I can't. He's just one of the ones I just couldn't. Like,
you know it's
there's,
fair.
There's certain people for everybody.
Yeah.
And like, don't get it wrong. I like mumble rap. Mm-hmm. He's just one of the ones that like I was like, nah, I can't. He has good songs.
They all can't hit for everybody.
Nah, it's. That's the thing with mumble rap. It's either hit or miss.
I wasn't too crazy. Well, maybe I gotta run it back, but I wasn't too crazy about his latest Die Lit project.
Oh, yeah, the single had Nicki Minaj on. I was like, oh hell no.
Well, absolutely not. We'll get into that that trash bag in a minute.
but yeah.
Well, yes, this is Not That Serious the podcast.
Welcome back, guys. Welcome back.
Well, howdy do. We're back again. For another week of the mess.
Episode 31.
Yeah. Shout out to the Bloods. 031 gang. You already know.
Who was a good number 31? Jason Terry? Is Jason Terry the best number 31?
No, it can't be.
Sean Marion? No, not Sean Marion. Who was number
I'm Googling
Shane Battier's 30? No.
I will not call this a Shane Battier episode.
Nah. He's not 31, is he?
It's a good one. Now, 32, we can go in on that Shaq next week.
Mm-hmm.
Orlando Shaq.
Best athletes to wear 31.
Mike Piazza. Reggie Miller.
Oh, Jamal Lewis.
Jamal Lewis.
He was a good one.
Reggie
Miller. Oh, wow. How did I? Greg Maddux. That's a good one.
Who is Greg Maddux?
The pitcher.
I don't really be off.
You don't be off. Oh yeah, yeah.
I fucking hate baseball,
bro. Baseball is a good sport. It's boring sometimes, but it's. Ooh, Dave Winfield.
Well, there it is.
Number 31 for the San Diego Padres from 1973 to 1980.
Cam Chancellor
also played for the Yankees, the Cleveland Indians.
Cam Chancellor, who just retired.
Yeah, he did from the neck injury.
Yeah.
Shout out to him. He was my favorite player for a minute. But no, bro, this Dave Winfield dude spells his last name the same exact way you do.
Yes. And it was him, and I already know Antoine Winfield from the corner from the Vikings off for all those years.
Oh, word.
Antoine Winfield. But yeah, so yeah. We're gonna call this the Dave Winfield, Mike Piazza,
Jamal Lewis,
Reggie Miller episode. So episode 31, it's popping. You already know. Damn, we're already like 30. That's crazy.
It is kind of crazy.
I thought we'd have been like
dropped
the ball on this by now.
Son, 31 episodes, and we still don't have more episodes than Chris Brown had songs on his last album. We're not even like close yet.
We're not even fucking like, close.
We got about.
We'll make 50. It through the summer.
Possibly.
We might make it to Halloween.
Yeah, possibly.
We might make it to Halloween. Because
he dropped the deluxe version.
Don't let us take a break.
Oh, Lord. But it's another episode.
Yeah,
Before we start anything, shout out to the sponsor. Garden App Clothing, Garden
Shelby,
App Apparel.
Shelby and them
niggas. He just posted on Instagram. He got more shit coming. Coming really soon. So, I think he's been busy. So, he definitely got more stuff coming.
He's a man of many talents. So, I can't restrict him to one thing. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. You can't put that nigga in a box. You can't marginalize that nigga.
Yeah, you can't.
Feel me?
That strong black brother.
Yeah.
Also,
shout out to the Jack. Only had a little bit of it.
Yeah.
But, we got some wine over there. I forgot to get you a cup.
No, I'm going to get some of that Beso del Sol later.
Beso del Sol?
For you non-Hispanics, that's the kiss of the sun.
Balsamic.
That's my shit. But speaking of kiss from the sun, I don't know if you
guys... Oh, my God. Are you talking about the heat?
Nigga.
You talking about this weather?
The sun, dad has been kissing us. It's
sun.
Been
fucking...
Elbowing us in the throat.
Yeah.
Hold that shit, nigga.
It's been so damn hot. It's just ridiculous. Like,
bruh.
It's been really hot. But I was about to say, what did you do for 4th of July?
Because
it was hot yesterday.
It was very hot. So I went to our good friend Keenan's house to swim.
Yeah.
Take advantage of his lovely backyard and pool and resources that I don't have.
Where?
We ate, you know, had some burgers and steaks and such.
Living. Y'all threw steaks on the grill?
Pat brought steaks.
Oh, man. Pat, shout out to Pat.
Yeah.
We just found out that they buy everything.
Yeah.
Yo, all right. Let me tell y'all this story of betrayal real quick.
Oh, shit.
This nigga Pat, we go to this man's house all the time. Lovely Haitian family. I love the niggas to death. Right?
Oh, boy.
We're taking a turn. Because that just reminded me. So they have like this platter of rice usually. Every time we go there, they have this platter of rice and beans.
You know, Haitians keep a platter of rice around,
and it's so good, right? And all these years, we just thought like, "Yo, Pat, your family would be hooking this shit up." Pat's like, "Yeah, I know. So recently, this had to be last summer, right? Maybe more recent than that.
I have no idea about this. This is all you.
You
brother.
Don't know what I'm talking about.
I have no idea what you're talking about, brother.
Okay. So they get this platter.
Brother, am I Hulk Hogan?
Brother.
Sorry for calling you all niggers, brother.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So they get these platters.
Yeah, hold on. Don't trust any white man that calls you brother or brother.
Nah, I hate when white people do that.
Don't do it. Don't trust them.
Don't call me brother. You're not my brother. Yeah. You wouldn't call me that if I wasn't black. You don't call the white people brother.
Yeah.
don't objectify me to that. Nigga. Anyway. Pat always get his family, like whenever we go over there for cookouts, they always have these big platters of rice,
no matter the season,
and beans. It's always that, and it's always mad good. For all this time, we thought that it was made in house. Turns out he buys this shit from some spot in Trenton. And we thought it was.
What?
You didn't know that?
You lying bastard.
He bought rice yesterday, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you thought that shit was homemade, didn't you?
No, because he had it in a platter.
Okay.
But well, I didn't put two together.
Usually when they're at the house, this is how many times we go to his house. Usually when they're at the house.
It's in a chafing dish.
Exactly. It's in a dish with a sterner underneath.
So I'm like, okay, they made that. But
Wrong.
Oh, man.
We've been bamboozled.
We've been hoodwinked. We've been led astray.
We held that over his head for like a week, and then we kind of forgot about it. But
man.
Now I remember.
You line your ass up again.
I was so sick when I found out that rice wasn't made with love.
Man.
Oh, man. Oh, shout out to you, Pat. At least every time you come over, it's there. They don't skip a beat.
Speaking about finding out things you didn't want to find out.
Oh, yeah, you have a story for us.
I have a story for you guys that starts off with a simple haircut. That goes down to a tunnel of deceit and anger. Deceit. So it's been hot, you know. And I haven't had a haircut in about 2 or 3 weeks. So I had two dilemmas going on. I wanted to cheat on my barber.
Oh yeah,
it was really hard.
Yeah.
So it's been my barber for years, and you know, he's been good. And he's really cheap, and the haircuts aren't great. But you know, my natural beauty, you know, makes up
makes up for his lack of skill.
Yeah, for his lack of skill.
Yeah.
You know, my just Mandingo features take over. So. The last straw is like, I work on Saturday. I come off work. I come straight to the barbershop. I'm thinking, okay, Saturday, 2 o'clock, about to get this haircut. Probably going to be a lot of niggas in there, but I'm going to wait it out because I need this haircut bad. I go there. It's closed. I'm distraught.
Imagine that.
My nigga, you are a black barber.
Yeah, Sundays are your day.
It's Saturday at 2 p.m., not 7.
Yeah.
And I didn't come at 6 a.m., it's peak haircut time, nigga. And you're closed.
The whole shop or just
the whole thing shut down.
Sheesh.
And he got one of them shops where it's like half a salon, half a barber. So
yeah.
The women were getting done too. Everything was shut down, my nigga.
Damn.
I was very sick.
Livid.
Livid. And he's a tight. He's not open on Mondays.
Of course.
So I would have to wait till Tuesday to get my shit.
Of course
shit,
he's not open on Mondays, right?
So.
Why not?
But then I realized that I go near my house, a shop that I like to cheat with. They opened up another shop very close to my home. So there the quandary came about. Do I cheat? And I did.
And of course.
But now I regret it because I did. But at what cost? I cheated. But that's called
Ed Wood called.
But the Lord,
yeah, that good old instant karma.
But the good old instant karma, the Lord handed me down a swift back slap to the mouth.
And the Lord giveth,
and
the Lord giveth too much information,
and he sheddeth too much light. Now, this part of the podcast, I'm going to talk a little bit about my sister. I'm not going to say her name.
In fact.
I'm not going to say her name or identify her. If you know me, you know my sister. You know how I feel about my sister.
Yeah, if you know, you know.
You know, if you know, you know. Shout out to Pusha T. I love my sister very much. I'm very protective of my sister. As all cis hetero men that don't respect normal women do.
What?
You know how those misogynistic
Right.
My sister now. Not my sister, nigga.
Yeah, I'm typical in
that. I got a daughter named Royalty, nigga.
Anyway.
Shot. I love the queens. So it's just jokes, kinda. So I'm very protective of my sister. But for a while there... In between high school and about her first year of college, I long suspected she might have a slight
inkling
of a, you know, proclivity towards women. Like she might be into the cooch.
Yeah,
it was a sneaking suspicion, but then I saw she had a boyfriend.
Oh, like,
and it went away.
Yeah.
But lo, when I walk into this barbershop, what did I know? I was going to be opening a Pandora's box of Poo Nanny. That's the name of the episode, Pandora's Poo Nanny
Box. Pandora's Poo Nanny Box?
Pandora's Poo Nanny's Box. So, I go in the shop, you know. I'm in there waiting to get my hair cut. You know, I'm cool, whatever. And it's a couple women giving haircuts, like working in the shop. And I'm like, cool, all right, 2018, progressive, let the women cut their hair, you know.
Pride.
You know, shout out.
Hashtag niggas.
You know, so whatever.
Whatever.
me too.
Please get through this.
I can't. They're gonna shut us down, man. Good story. Pull the plug. Oh, thank God for podcasts, because I could not make it on the radio.
Ooh.
Okay, so like
Charlamagne and Wendy Williams.
Yeah. Oh God. So I'm in the shop waiting. You know, she's a little skinny, stud-like woman.
A dyke.
Yes.
A lesbian.
That is what
whatever
they,
you guys call them that, in your, you know, in respective
your,
areas.
In your lingo. Mm-hmm. I heard they call them flippity floops in Chicago.
So. Zimmer flames if you're in Germany.
They call them Sykesuchen.
Zimmer flutes if you're in the Netherlands.
Yeah. Anyway, Zimmer they call flutes. Them coochie criminals in Wales.
They call them silly nannies if you're in England.
Silly nannies. Oh, they call them dick dodgers in Arizona. Anywho. So they one of those.
Yeah.
They're in the shop cutting there. And I don't mind it because whatever. Yeah. I'm not she's not cutting my hair.
Doesn't really matter anyway.
So it doesn't matter to me. Mm-hmm. Get your money, sis. Bro, sis. Bro, sis.
Brister.
Anyway. She comes up to me and she goes, "Yo, what's up?" Mm-hmm. I'm like, "What's up?" Like, I'm thinking she's trying to like proposition me to get a cut.
To, chair,
to which I go, "Nah, I'm waiting on my man's right here." Mm-hmm. And she goes, "Oh, how's your sister?" Like, she says my sister's name. Mm-hmm. She goes, "How she been?" I'm like, not thinking much of it, but answering instantly. I go, "She's fine." Mm-hmm. And then she goes, "Oh, word. Where's she stay at now?" I'm like, another weird question.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know me, but another weird question.
Anyway.
Yeah, she lives in Philly now. Mm-hmm. "Oh, word, I thought she graduated." I'm like, "Yeah, she did graduate, but she lives out there now."
Mm-hmm.
And then she proceeds to go, "You don't know me, do you?" To which I respond with a swift, "Hell no, I don't know you."
Absolutely the fuck not.
Absolutely the fuck not. I don't know you. Who are you? Now, concurring with me is another barber who's listening to this conversation goes, "Yo, yeah, he looks like he doesn't know you." Which is his code for saying,
"Leave that nigga alone.
Stop this conversation. Go to your empty chair." She doesn't listen.
Of course not.
She goes, "You don't know. I don't think I've ever seen you before unless you come in here. But my name is such and such." I'm like,
"Well, such and such."
"Oh, okay, such and such. Okay. All right.
Thank you."
I know your sister. I'm like, this nigga is dying to let me know
just,
how I know my
just
sister.
Begging.
So I go, "How do you know my sister?" And this motherfucker looks me dead in my eyes.
Dead in the pupils.
And like kind of winks at me.
Oh, man.
And
goes, with a little smirk.
And goes, tell her to ask her about me. And then walks off. Like, ask her about such and such, her name. Say her name is like Stephanie. He's like, "Yo, ask her about Stephanie. What she think about Stephanie?" So,
nigga, you should have grabbed her by her G Unit tank top and fucking swept
and body slammed
and swept the floor with her
and body slammed the WNBA out of her face.
Should have pulled that bra strap,
bro.
Smack.
Yo, I was so angry. At the boldness of that. To walk up on a person you don't know.
Dykes be bold, bro.
Dykes be bold.
I wish I had a Dykes level of confidence.
Out the roof.
They don't care. I'll give them
the
that.
Fucker,
Dykes like, do not care.
You can. They're either mad cool, which is some are mad cool.
I'm mad.
You know what I'm saying? Cool, and then some are like, they just want some
overly confident, super cocky.
But it's like they know they had the cheat code because I can act like a dude, but
I don't get
you don't get
one.
Those like, nigga like, consequences.
Yeah, facts.
Of breaking man code because I'm a woman at the end of the day. Mm. So. Because I know no nigga would do that.
No nigga. Imagine if a nigga came up to you and was like, "Oh, you don't know who I am, do you?"
Yeah.
No, nigga.
Ask your sister about me.
Ask your sister. Ask your mother about me.
Nigga,
what?
That's like any normal functioning male would know.
They're not going to do that unless they know who you are and know you're just
they
a
either know. If they
bitch.
Do that, they're either ready to fight because they know they're going to get their fucking teeth knocked in.
Punch you in the face, motherfucker, knock your teeth out.
They're gonna get fucking chopped in the throat.
You gotta get chipped up.
They know that, so they would never say that.
That's just stirring the pot.
When we're dealing with these types.
No regular person does that.
Yeah.
Like,
She did it so confidently, and she like it's like she knew nothing was going to happen to her.
Yeah, and she walked away after that.
And she walked away. And I was like, I was confused. It was a mix, a cocktail of anger and confusion, and I downed it.
Yeah,
and I didn't know what the fuck to do. Yeah. So I felt like I didn't do anything. Mm. So I instantly started texting myself, like, you know this person? She was like, yeah, yeah, don't worry about it. I was in high school. It was a little phase, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and I started teasing her, calling her, you know, all types of slurs. Because that's how we play.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, whatever. I'm going to let it rock. Mm. But then I just started thinking again, and I got angry again. And I was like, you're so bold.
Dykes are bold, bro.
And I was like,
that's like that dyke that pulled out the white strap at the party. How much dick you want?
Yeah.
How much dick you want?
But I'm thinking, I'm like, yo. I was like, I was faced with two options. Mm-hmm. I could either let it rock and eat it, or I could cuss her out / beat her the fuck up. Now, if wrong thing with beating her up is I don't get my hair cut.
Facts. And that's what you're there for.
That's what I'm there for. I don't get my hair cut.
Yeah.
I'm probably never going to be able to get my hair cut there again.
Yeah, in fact, they'll ban you from the shop.
And I really like their cuts. They do me a damn good job.
Yeah, you don't want to get thrown out of the barber shop for hate crimes.
Follow me on Instagram at Mike Lowkey. See how good of a job they did.
He's a bear.
Oh, we're not doing that. No, we're not. Not today, Robert. We're not doing that shit. Settle down. I am a man.
Hubba hubba.
Jesus Christ. I hate you so much. So I was like, so I don't get my hair cut. Mm-hmm. B, I never get my hair cut again. Mm-hmm. C, I don't get points because I'm beating up a 100-pound dyke.
I was about to say, I'm pretty sure she was pretty frail.
Yeah, she's a frail probably thing.
Like, probably resembled me.
Yeah. Like,
what are you going to?
Yeah, like if gain? I slap a vagina on you, that's what I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
And I'm not. I don't get points for that.
You don't get points. There's no. There's no cool points.
So I lost. I lose everything and gain nothing in that situation.
Yeah.
So I stayed and I got my hair cut, and I was just very. Mm. What a weird way to find out your sister used to like girls.
Hey man, the universe is funny.
Bro, why can't everything be simple with me?
Oh man,
why can't I just?
So it's just life.
I can't just get it.
It is always something, though. Even with my life, too, it's just always something.
Why can't I just get a fucking haircut?
Yeah, that's
why
a
do
weird
I have
way
to find out?
It's not even the fact that you found out. It's just the fact that she
was a coochie cutting past.
Is I don't bold enough. She was so bold,
so like blatantly.
Yeah, dykes be crazy, bro. You ever see that picture of the dyke at the party and she had her finger through her zipper in her jeans and she like had it in the girl's face like it was a dick?
No.
Yeah.
And the girl went with that.
And she was over top of the girl's face. She had her finger, like, imitating, like her finger was a penis.
She humored that? She humored that behavior?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. That's... If you know what I'm talking about, you just have the visual in your head. It's pretty fucking funny. But dykes be bold, bro. Dykes will do anything. Shout out to the dykes, though.
Shout out to the dykes that listen.
Shout out to all the bristers.
Yeah, shout out to y'all that listen.
The bro sisters.
Yeah,
it's pretty funny though.
Yeah, I mean, but we got a hell of a show for y'all today. Because I just want to get.
We got a hell of a show for y'all today.
We got a hell of a show. I mean, every show's the shit, but
yeah,
we got a lot on the docket, man. It's a lot.
Honestly, when I look at this, it's not a lot. It's just it's a few topics that have a good amount of information.
Yeah, they're just big.
Yeah, it's big topics.
So do you want to start with the sports?
Or
do you want to start with Scorpion?
Let's start with Scorpion. I don't want to do sports just yet. All right. And even so, I feel like we can fly through sports. Like, there's really nothing. There's a lot going on, but there's nothing to it because we know the outcome
of
it.
There's nothing to this shit.
Yeah, we can start with Scorpion.
Right. So, Scorpion.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody knows.
Yeah,
Drake just released his sixth album.
I think so.
I believe it's called Scorpion. It's a double album. It totals about 25-26 songs. Mm. It fucking stinks.
I wouldn't say it fucking stinks, but go ahead.
It fucking stinks.
Yeah,
it's not good.
Mm.
And this is his third weed play in a row. And we need to talk about it, Drake.
Here's my my take on the album. I feel like it was just okay. But the thing I didn't like about it was how many songs that it had on it that were kind of forgettable.
It's a lot of them.
That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of them that are forgettable, but there's a lot of there's a good amount of songs too. Because since there's 25, there's a good amount of songs that are actually like really good that I like. Like I'm like, okay, if he would have just taken these songs and then put them into one album, it would have been really good. But he did the A side and B side thing.
You know what he? It's because I don't like this because it's so obvious what this nigga's doing.
What do you mean?
And he's been doing it for the past two albums, and nobody's saying anything. He's making bloated projects with hella songs, with hella filler. But because he knows, because he's Drake, and he knows he's the stream lord, that all of those songs...
They're all going platinum.
They're all going platinum.
Every single one.
That means more money for him. Like, I don't know if I saw, like, the latest, like, top 100 or top, like, stream songs. And, like, the top 50...
It's all him.
It's all him and XXXTentacion.
It's funny that you say that because now that I think about it, Blue Tint is definitely a song that sounds like it's supposed to be on, what's it called? The drum with him and Future. What a Time to Be Alive. Because he actually says, "What a Time to Be Alive" in the song.
He just...
So that sounds like it's just an extra from that session when him and Future were in the... And they might have just threw that on the album for the stream.
A lot of shit he just throws on. Like, he's just throwing... He's just... Throwing shit out there because he knows it's gonna do numbers.
Yeah, there's a lot of forgettable tracks on there though. It's pretty unfortunate, especially when it's Drake. You expect better, especially when his last two albums were just
these niggas are lazy, bro.
Yeah, his last two albums were just all right, but the streaming game changed everything, bro.
Yeah,
he knows he has people by he got people by the nuts, like, and he knows that. He knows that now, like, and it's very obvious. So, you know, he doesn't have to put everything he's got into these albums anymore because he has a cult following and he can say whatever now and then people are gonna listen to it. And not saying that some of the songs weren't good, not saying he wasn't saying absolutely nothing on here. It's not like he Kanye'd the shit and was just like hoopily hoop, like he actually got on here and was saying shit. He has some good lines, he has some good bars.
He put it through the cookie cutter machine.
Yes, he did.
This is what he did.
He put it through the Drake cookie cutter.
He said, when I hear, like, what do you hear when you hear Drake? You hear some melodies. You hear some sad lyrics.
Yeah.
Some mild introspective shit. You got to throw a rap song in there.
Yeah.
Pandering anthem for the women. Shit like that. I'm going to just crank it through the machine.
I feel like
that's what he's been doing for the past few years.
I feel like he doesn't have any passion, like, in his music, for real, for real.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just...
I'm doing it.
Yeah, it's just I'm doing it. I can do it. I'm just doing it.
Like,
he hasn't been passionate about his music since Take Care.
I don't think he's been inspired for a while.
Yeah, since probably not even Take Care. It's probably since Nothing Was the Same.
Like,
because that was a good album too.
Like, I shit on J. Cole a lot, right? But even though I think his raps are shitty, I think his albums are not good. You can tell there's thought behind it.
He's always inspired.
He's always inspired.
Always inspired.
My problem with him, that nigga's just too inspired.
He just be boring.
He goes too deep.
He was so inspired.
For himself.
So inspired that he made an album about somebody else's life and it was fucking ass.
He made a fucking autobiographical, not autobiographical.
It's a concept album. You just don't. Nigga, get the fuck out of my face.
Nigga, I know what he went to do, but it's just.
I'm not stupid. I get it.
He did do a good job, my nigga.
It was just butt.
It's okay.
Get over it. It's okay.
He stunk it up.
He'll bounce back.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to Drake.
So, at the very least, J. Cole, like, he has inspiration.
Yeah.
There's thought behind it. There's that. And so, I can give him that. But with this shit, it's just, you know, he's just like, man.
Yeah.
He just makes albums every other year because he know, yo, it's time to re-up for the check.
Yeah. Album tour. Album tour.
Album tour. Like, yo, the money's getting a little, not low, but, like, it's slowing up. Let me do something to just kick it back in the gear.
Yeah.
He doesn't care. He's just in here just...
Yeah, like, he can really get on a track and put out a couple lines that he might have thought of a while ago and then just go from there. But I really don't think... It's not... He doesn't have the same passion for music that he used to have.
No, you can hear it.
You can tell. And it's not... I'm not saying you don't like the album, but I'm not saying it's complete trash. There's songs in there that I like, but I can really tell, like, this man just makes music just because he does it. There's nothing more to it. And it's kind of it's unfortunate because he is known for for being that guy, you know, he gets you in your feelings and da da da. But I don't think he really goes through shit anymore. Like,
what are you going through?
Is that it? But at the same time, is that his fault?
It's not his fault, but like.
But I guess when you choose that lane, it's like
you can go into a different part of yourself and pull something out profound. Mm. Like Kendrick, he's definitely not as rich as Drake, but he's not struggling. Mm-hmm. But every year or every other year, he pulls out
certain emotions.
And you got to look inside yourself. You got to look inward. You got to dig deep. Yeah. You got to take some time. You got to pull back or maybe pull away from everything so you can get inspired. Yeah. He's not doing that.
And you can try to sit here and make an argument like, well, he did do that. He did. No, nigga. Listen to this. And then go listen to Take Care.
Going to Miami for the weekend with Odell is not getting away to get inspired.
You can hear the difference between when he was inspired and when he wasn't. Like, you can hear when the inspiration started to fade away. In between Nothing Was the Same and Views, that's when it kind of started to just become songs. Like, I didn't mind Views.
It's like, yo, I'm all right, but it's like, after Nothing Was saying, the nigga's like, oh, this is it. I'm here to stay. Mm-hmm. I can do whatever the fuck I want to.
And then More Life came out, and he was just
a hodgepodge of songs.
Yeah, exactly.
Man.
Just
it is.
I'm gonna just put him out.
He's like, yo, this is a side of all my favorite rappity rap shit I did, and this is a side of all my favorite R&B slow type shit I did. And that side A, the rap side, is fucking horrendous.
I don't like it at all. The only song I listen to is Emotionless, and 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10, maybe. And I think nonstop.
But like I said, like a lot of the songs on both sides has a handful of songs that are pretty forgetful.
Yeah, there's no replay.
And it's not, you can tell, this ain't regular Drake. Like, it's really not. And he's just getting caught up in like the music shit. Like, I don't have to do this for real. Like, the money's gonna come regardless. That's just where he's at right now. So,
you know, you can't make a nigga get inspired.
You really can't. And now he has a son. He addressed that on the album, which I feel like.
Do you feel like
Pusha T pushed his hand.
He made.
I feel like he made Drake do this because this all seems like it wasn't rushed, but I feel like Drake didn't want to do all of this just yet.
Yo, that nigga was not ready. He was not going to introduce his child to us.
He's embarrassed. He's embarrassed. He is. He has to address this shit now. He's embarrassed. It's unfortunate. I low key feel bad for him because he's embarrassed. Because he used to talk, and he even said it on the last song of the album, March 14th. He talked about how his parents had a fucked up marriage and how, you know, they were raising him. His mom was raising him. His dad was in Memphis. Da 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 da. And now he's doing the same shit they're doing. Now he's a hypocrite.
You're continuing the cycle.
Exactly. You're continuing the cycle. So I feel like he was embarrassed that he had a son with a woman he wasn't even really with. Said it on the song. He only met the bitch twice. Hit it raw. What are you doing?
What type of life are you living, Obs?
Now I'm starting to understand why the fuck you didn't have this little nigga out everywhere. Because people would have been like, where did this nigga come from? And you got to remember, Drake is 31 going on 32. So, I don't know. I feel like he just got to get re-inspired. He's not inspired right now. There's no passion. You can just tell the difference. There's no passion.
I'm not feeling it, bro. Yeah.
I fuck with Drake, but like, he's just been taking a lot of L's. Like, we know he can do better.
Yeah,
I've heard it.
That's my beef with 90% of the rappers beef with. Like, your J. Cole's and your Wale's. Like,
oh man,
I've heard better. Mm-hmm. I expect better. Mm-hmm. I know you can do better. Why the fuck don't you?
Yeah.
So that tells me, A, you don't give a fuck, or B, you really just don't have it no more.
Yeah, it's one or the other.
And I will say, number one, is the first one is way more disappointing than the second.
That they don't care?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, Drake doesn't care. He's like, I'm going to put it through this cookie cutter machine, this Drake, you know, formula. It's gonna work. It's gonna sell like hotcakes because that's what I do, and that gives him more license on the next project to do the same fucking thing.
I don't know. I feel like this album could have been only 9 songs. If he really wanted to put out the best album he possibly could have, he only would have made it 13 songs max.
That's max.
But he fed into people always saying, we need a Drake R&B album. We need this. We need this. We need this. Mm-hmm. And he kind of followed the narrative by making an A-side and a B-side when he kind of didn't have to. But it is what it is. Because I was hyped when I first saw it. I was like, yo, finally, we're getting all Drake R&B out.
Yeah, I was like, yo, this
but it just didn't sound the way I wanted, the way I thought it would sound. Put it like that. Mm. So, I don't know. Overall, the album is literally just okay. Like,
I don't think it's good.
It's just all right. Like,
I think it's below average.
There's too many forgettable things, but there's a lot of songs that are really good. Like, In My Feelings, fire.
Yeah,
After Dark, fire.
Yeah,
that's my shit.
It's like most of the songs are regular or unforgettable or trash, but the ones that are good are really good.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
The high points are really high, but the low points are really low. Very low.
But you were also saying that some of the songs on the album were about Georgia Smith, which I didn't know.
They say in some of the lyrics there where he was hinting towards like there may have been a past relationship between her, him, because, and Georgia Smith,
because she was on More Life,
right? He gave her a couple of songs, like he gave her some burn on More Life. Mm-hmm. So that's, they're saying it lended a hand to that little thing going on. But
oh, he was definitely trying to fuck. She fine as hell.
He's trying to fuck everything because he's a fucking dweeb.
Yeah, he is.
He's a give me a chance ass nigga, man.
Please.
May I please have some coochie, miss?
Can I please have some putty, Pat?
I would like some coochie, please. With an extra helping of hand job. Please, I really respect you. Fuck out of here, you fucking corn.
Oh man!
Speaking of corns, another YMCMB member.
Who?
Oh, Nicolas Minaj.
Yo, nah, deadass though. I really don't fuck with her anymore. I really don't. Like before, I didn't, but now I really don't.
Welcome to the right side of history.
Like I don't understand her. I don't get it. I don't understand. If you haven't heard, I guess, Nicki Minaj basically, she doesn't like other people's opinions who don't like her music.
She's so.
There was a girl.
I have both tweets in the DM.
You do?
Ready.
Okay, yeah. So there was a girl, I guess she worked as an intern for Nicki Minaj's team at one point.
No, this is what it is. This girl named Juana. Mm-hmm. She worked as an intern for Karen Civil.
Karen Civil, I'm sorry, yes.
And Karen Civil
low-key manages her,
low-key manages, consults Nicki Minaj.
Such a sad job to have.
Not that, and it's not to say that the girl Juana worked for the part that works for Nicki Minaj. Mm-hmm. It's just that her boss on the side also is a consultant a client that is Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
So, now.
And also, what she said about Nicki wasn't even bashing Nicki.
Wasn't bashing.
It was literally just an opinion.
Accurate.
And the opinion was accurate.
Accurate, appropriate criticism.
Very accurate. Very appropriate.
So, I'm going to quote this tweet. I'm going to read it quote for quote. Mm-hmm. This is by the girl named Juana. And her Twitter is at Juana's World if you want to follow her. And here's the tweet. It says, and I quote, "You know how dope it would be if Nicki put out mature content? No silly shit. Just reflecting on past relationships, being a boss, hardships, etc. She's touching 40 soon. A new direction is needed." Okay? That was tweeted on the June 29th at about 5:19 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Barbs got at her. They found this way out of their... out of their holes.
The worst people ever.
Out of their call center jobs.
The worst people ever.
And they...
out of Forever 21.
Yeah, they took their headsets off. And they went into... They got the Queen Barbs on them.
Oh, man.
And this is what Nicki Minaj proceeds to DM the girl.
Mm-hmm.
I will quote, "This will be hard."
And this is from Nicki Minaj herself.
Nicki Minaj,
she really said this.
The millionaire rapper with all the money in the world.
Yes.
the self-proclaimed boss queen of hip hop,
the best female rap artist in the world, said this.
Took the time to say this to an unpaid intern for Karen Serrell. When your ugly ass was 24, you were pushing 30. I'm 34. I'm touching 40. LOL. And what does that have to do with my music? Eat a dick, you hating ass hoe. Got the nerve to have a Trini flag on your page. You must not have heard the pink print.
You gonna name your past shit?
The pink print. We'll get to that in a second. Or pills and potions.
Oh, man.
Bed of lies. Save me. My recent feature with Alicia Keys.
Oh, man.
Tasha Cobbs. Ooh. Just say you jealous I'm rich, famous, intelligent, pretty, and go. But wait.
But alas.
Leave my balls. Tired of you sucking them.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
That was at 10:09. I guess she might have taken a break. I don't know, did some crunches. Got a quick injection. She comes back for another dose. I dropped my album almost 4 years ago. My bad, I'm 35. So she didn't know how old she was.
She forgot how old she was.
She forgot how old she was.
Lying to niggas.
So, at 31, how about you get like me? Why don't you ask me to help you get rich? What do you know?
What the fuck?
I'm not going to ask. Yes, let me ask for financial savvy advice.
From a rapper.
From Nicki Minaj.
From Nicki Minaj.
How do I survive the market downturn, Nicki Minaj?
Trust me. If I'm asking any rapper for financial advice, it ain't her.
Nicki Lewinsky.
It ain't Onika Minaj.
Yeah.
Or Mirage. Whatever the fuck. It ain't her. She's a joke, bro.
Yeah, why don't you ask me to help you get rich? Been on top, and I ain't going nowhere. Plenty of emojis.
Yep, just like that.
Nicki Minaj is mentally ill, folks.
Yep, that's all there is to it. 35 years old.
A 35-year-old, 14-year-old.
Attacking women for their opinions on her music, saying that she needs to be more mature. How do you sound? Like, how do you sound?
You're the woman. You're the grown ass. You're a grown, like, you're an adult. A full adult.
And getting mad at somebody saying that your music should reflect your age. That shit makes no sense.
You know, because, you know, art reflects life, my nigga. So
art imitates life.
Nobody wants to hear about you King Kong. Yes, it's Ding Dong. Like, say some real shit, nigga.
Exactly. Like,
talk about your motherfucking heat flashes that are coming.
Talk about,
I don't know,
nigga. The eggs that have
are dwindling that away
have an expiration date.
Yeah,
talk about that.
Damn,
I don't know. Like, anything other than putting out a single with Lil
Wayne. Talk about how your periods are getting infrequent and lighter.
Anything other than rich sex with Lil Wayne.
Oh, my God.
Talking about if he's a bum nigga, I don't fuck him. Whatever she was saying. I don't get it. Like,
and then, like,
it's just the fact that, and she's really not even, she don't be rapping the way she used to on top of that. It's like, she doesn't try anymore. Her bars be whack. Her songs be whack.
Yeah.
If your songs weren't whack, maybe people wouldn't feel this way. Like, I don't get it. I don't know what's going on with her. She might be another one that's uninspired. I don't think she has any inspiration either.
No, I just don't think she has any fucking talent.
Yeah, that too. Well, I take that back. I think she does have talent. Because I've heard plenty of, like, raps with her when it was like, okay, she bodied this shit. Plenty of them. But then you hear other ones that are just complete stinkers.
Like,
what the fuck? Like, it's either a hit or miss with her. So I don't even know. Like, I've even heard songs as recent with the one she did with fucking Katy Perry.
Oh, God.
I don't know if you heard that song.
Excuse I don't me. Think I did.
You probably haven't, but that song is actually tough. As for what it is and the genre it's in and what they try to accomplish, tough. But Nicki don't be sounding like that all the time. Like, she really be on some bullshit. Like, I don't know. It's for her. And it what makes it all worse is the fact that she tries to say she's so damn good. Like, you try to vouch for yourself and you try to say you're this and you're that, but you really ain't all that. And then you get mad over people's opinions, and it's just, I don't know who her publicist is. I don't know who her management team is, but they need to fucking get her.
Someone gotta get her,
yeah.
A loved one. Anybody. Someone needs to gingerly hold her by the hand and go, oh, Nika, you have to stop this.
I don't know. Safari, she better start talking to that nigga again. I don't know what she gotta do.
She needs
guidance.
She needs strict guidance.
Yeah.
Someone to talk to. Mm. Someone who's not just gonna be a yes man. And not her clearly bird friends that are around her letting her encouraging this behavior.
Yeah. It's just not looking good. It's bad for the brand. Actually, no, this is her brand, which is unfortunate. Her brand is talking down on people. And then what ultimately happened to this girl, her little barbs or Nicki Minaj stans are in her email talking about that she needs to kill herself and all this other shit, saying she should shoot herself, and it's just bad. It's not a good look for Nicki. It's not a good look for anybody, and she will not tell these. I know she sees this shit because obviously the bitch is on Twitter. She won't tell any of these people to stand down and to relax themselves, but it is what it is, man. I guess it's just how she is. And
that's not acceptable, bro.
It's not acceptable. It's not acceptable. It's not okay.
35-year-old grown ass fucking woman, bro.
It's really not okay.
And I don't care how much money you got, how much you make. Yo, that's just unacceptable. That's not normal behavior. Fix it. You're an adult. Fucking fix it.
Yeah, she needs to. I don't know. It's just, she just needs the only validation she gets now is from her fans. So maybe that's why she has that type of connection, because it's just sad, bro. It's just weird, and I don't know. She needs to get her shit together. She just recently put out that Boot Up remix. I don't know if you got a chance to hear it.
Thank God I did not.
It fucking sucks.
Of course it
does. It really is bad. It's not good, and I'm not just saying that just because it's Nicki Minaj and I don't like her. That shit really isn't good. But
I'm good off that.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm good off that.
You know, let's switch it up a little bit. Let's talk about sports for a minute.
Okay.
Okay. So, obviously, the big thing in sports, LeBron James has decided to team up with the Los Angeles Lakers. I'm sure people are probably tired of hearing this, but we just want to talk about it real quick since we didn't get a chance to. It happened in between episodes, so we have to give our opinion on it. How did you feel about when LeBron first went there? Like, so what
this,
did you
this,
think?
This, I went through
like before anything happened.
Went
with LeBron,
through a range of emotions because, as you all guys all know, we are avid diehard Sixers fans. Trust the process. And I was really had a strong. This is where I was at with this. Mm-hmm. I knew he was either going to go to us, the Sixers, or go to L.A. Mm-hmm. Now, I've always said this since I knew that was the case. Like, all right, if he goes to us, he's trying to win a lot more championships.
Yeah.
And cement his legacy in that direction. Mm-hmm. Even though he doesn't really need to do anything to cement his legacy anymore.
Yeah, I don't think he doesn't have to prove anything to anybody now.
He just wants a couple more things, you know, just to balance things out.
Yeah.
He wants to win. Mm-hmm. Bet. But if he goes to L.A., that's business moves.
Facts.
Life's after basketball.
Yeah, exactly.
Trying to be a billionaire basketball player actively playing.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know? And that's what he did.
He's in retirement mode.
Yeah. He's not concerned with winning anymore.
I don't think so.
Like, he wants to win.
Yeah, he's going to try his best, but I don't think.
That's not it for him.
Yeah.
That's not it for him.
Yeah. Yeah, he's good now. I feel like he can get into, like, his press conferences are just all smiles. I don't think he gets angry over basketball anymore. After this season with Cleveland, he's just like, yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
He's going to, unless he's just waiting out this Warriors franchise. He's waiting for this to blow.
Hold on.
He's waiting for this shit to blow over.
We haven't even got there. We haven't even got there.
Uh-huh.
So amongst the flurry of LeBron going to L.A., oh my God, L.A. Bron, we're going to make a tear in the West. Huh. We're going to bring the Lakers back.
Niggas thought.
We deserved it after all these years of being bad.
Cross them off.
Let me start with all you Lakers fans. Shut the fuck up. Cross you don't know up. What suffering is.
You don't know. You saw
you
Kobe.
Know.
You watched Kobe win 5.
Yeah. You don't you know.
Just, you're spoiled.
You don't know what it's like to see
spoiled rotten
struggle. You don't know. So stop that right there.
You have no idea.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. And then once I knew he was coming, I was like, all right, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of got over it pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that kind of rubbed me the wrong way is the fact that you called a meeting with the Sixers.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, first of all, you didn't go to the meeting.
They didn't even go. He just sent representatives.
Mm-hmm. And you knew you were going to go to L.A. anyway, I think.
Yeah, just wasting time.
So if you made my nigga come out to my nigga Brett Brown fly all the way out there for nothing.
Yeah.
Just to meet up with the fucking shoe shiner at Clutch Sports.
Yeah.
We have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know? As y'all can tell, I'm really not a fan of LeBron at all. Like, not even a little bit.
Yeah.
So
to me, LeBron is like J. Cole. I fuck with him. But when it's time to tell the jokes, the jokes is going to fly.
Because the jokes are just, fly.
It's just easy. It's just so funny.
The jokes are easy.
I fuck with LeBron. I love LeBron James. I love LeBron for real. I love that nigga. He's dope.
Yeah.
I fuck with him on and off the court.
He's LeBron.
He's LeBron James. And I don't know, like him going to LA, obviously it was a family move. His son is going to school out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? His family probably likes LA a lot. That's probably their favorite place to be. And he's a family man first. LeBron James is a dad. He'll say that to anybody. He is a dad first, NBA player second. So he's going to do what his family wants to do. So it's probably more of their decision than his. So he's probably like, all right, I'm just make it work. But it definitely caught me by surprise. I really did think at one point that he was going to end up in Philly. Like you said, if he really wanted to win, he'd be in Philly. But I guess he figured, like, you know, if I make it out of the West, then I shouldn't have a problem winning the ring.
Mm.
That's winning the ring is the easy part compared to getting through the Western Conference. I mean, the Western playoffs.
Right.
So, and he's recognized that he's been in the East and he's seen what the West does as they play. So.
They go to war. The West goes to war.
Yeah, they really have to. It's a dogfight out there. And now the East is even weaker than what it was before. Mm-hmm. Since LeBron isn't here. So, I don't know. It's just it's going to be interesting to see. And then also, I'm sure you know this by now as well, if you follow any type of basketball.
Boogie, hold on. Let me get there. Let me intro that.
Okay.
So, as soon as all the mess with L.A. going, LeBron going to L.A.
Uh-huh.
And all the hype in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, yeah, LeBron's here.
Yeah.
He's going to be the greatest Laker ever.
Real quick, that has to stop. That is blasphemy.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about? Fucking the Knicks here. We're talking about the L.A. Lakers.
You can't sit here and call LeBron the best Laker of all time when his record is 0-0.
As a Laker. You can't do that.
He has done absolutely nothing.
I'm all for slandering
nothing.
Kobe Bryant.
Do it.
And saying, but
go
you
ahead.
Gotta stop with that.
You're not gonna disrespect Kobe to that.
You can't do that.
If LeBron
in
wins.
In the context of being a Laker, do not do that to
let
him.
LeBron win 5 or more, and then we can talk about it.
You know?
Then we can talk about
so,
it.
So, I was like, yeah, this team is gonna run it.
Mm-hmm.
Da-da-da, which I don't think, because the roster as currently constructed is still poop juice to me.
Mm-hmm.
And they added a bunch of niggas besides last year. They added niggas who can't shoot around this nigga. And that's who you need around. You need shooters.
Yeah, LeBron needs shooters. He usually grabs one like Kyle Korver or somebody like that.
Yeah, and they let Julius Randle go.
Mm-hmm.
So, despite my my doubts, and everybody was saying, yo, LeBron's going to L.A. It's over for the Western Conference. He's going to show why he's the GOAT. Da 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 da.
Yeah.
He's going to bring in Paul George and Boogie, and we're going to put on in Kawhi, and we're going to start a dynasty for 50 years.
Yeah, niggas really thought.
And then.
No, alas.
Those monsters from the Bay. Golden State signs DeMarcus Boogie Cousins to a 1-year deal.
For $5.3
million.
$5 million.
He's getting.
They said Kyle Singler's making more than anyone this year.
They signed the second best center in the known world for fucking Jeff Green money.
Yeah, literally. Jeff Green. Jeff Green is out here making
phenomenal.
Jeff Green is making $2.5 million this year.
He's getting Joakim Noah bread.
Yeah. I don't know. But the whole thing with Boogie was they said that the Lakers. Did the Lakers offer him?
Or they just did? The rumor is that only the Pelicans offered him like 2 years, $40
million. Yeah.
And I guess he felt like he was worth more than that. So he said, fuck it, I'm going to take this little prove-it deal.
Because he wanted a max. He wanted a max deal.
He wants a max. So he's going to go there 1 year, and whatever happens that year, I know he's going to leave.
Yeah, he's going to get a ring, and then he's probably
going to be out of there. So it was a genius decision on his part. So it's like,
on his part, yeah.
If I'm going to take this year off, well, not off, but.
Because he's not playing until January, right?
Yo, bro, that's what's so fucked up about it.
Yeah, he's not coming back to
playoffs. He's
going
to come back. First of all, they're not going to miss the beat because the Warriors have their same team.
They'll have 50 wins by then. Anyway.
They'll have about 50 wins by then anyway. And then right when it's time for you to need him, he's going to be ready. Mm-hmm. He's going to be fresh. And then what's even better about that, he's going to be having all that time that he's not playing. Mm-hmm. He's going to be building a bond with the players.
Yep.
Building a bond with Steve Kerr.
He'll be practicing, but he won't be on the court. Like, he'll be there. It's gonna be crazy.
It's gonna be crazy.
It's not looking good for anybody in the West.
At all.
Not at all.
Niggas are trying to scramble up out of there.
I saw one article saying that LeBron needs to get Damian Lillard.
I don't think the only thing I saw them doing that could make me think they could compete with Golden State was to get Boogie Cousins, and then Golden State got Boogie Cousins. So that's pretty much it for them.
It ain't, because the answer ain't Clint Capella.
It ain't Clint Capella.
Yeah.
As solid as
it ain't JaVale McGee. JaVale is one of those players. JaVale is solid. JaVale is solid, but he can't handle.
As long as you don't ask him to exert any brain power.
Yeah.
He's a phenomenal.
He ain't
playing.
He's not going to outplay fucking Boogie. He's probably not even going to outplay Draymond Green, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Because them niggas practiced together all last season, and they were on the same team. Draymond would outsmart him in every way. He would just have him running around looking stupid.
Mm.
So I don't know, man. It's just,
he's not going to win.
No, LeBron is not going to win.
He's out there making.
He's got at least, if he's going to win a championship, he's got at least two more years
and
to
then
go.
I thought about
it ain't next year or the year.
Another
after.
Bright side of this, him going to LA, is I get to combine my two favorite hates. In the known basketball world, and I get to hit it all together.
Yep.
I hate the Lakers, and I hate LeBron James.
Oh, you also hate the Big Baller Brand.
And I also hate the Big Baller Brand.
It's just all
so
there.
So I can just put it in a big fuck you cocktail.
It's good, isn't
like,
it?
Like, oh, when they go like 39
oh, man.
And 43,
oh,
and LeVar's like saying LeBron needs to do better for his son.
It's going to be so great.
It's going to be delicious.
Serve it up.
Delicious, warm, fresh chaos. And I'm going to love it. And I'm just knowing all the while he's dealing with all this.
Mm-hmm.
And he's never going to get another ring.
You know what would be crazy? If LeBron, if it's the same thing as Cleveland, and he just trades everybody.
I see that happening.
But think about it. When LeBron did that, the shit worked. He made it to the finals.
I mean,
did it not work?
Getting to the finals, is that working to you?
He's been to 10 straight.
What does that mean?
I don't know what it means. But
what does that mean to
he's
you?
He's been to 10 straight. What does it mean being in the East?
No. What does that mean going to 10 straight finals? How many did he win?
He's only won three.
You know what that means?
Mm.
That means you lost seven times.
Yeah.
Let's put it in terms like this. I go to a girl's house 10 times.
You only fuck three?
But only fuck three times.
And you every time you went, then the intention was to fuck?
Yes. The goal was to fuck every time I went to her house, but only fuck three times.
It's just...
But then you come back saying, yo, that girl steal my dick. No, she don't. She pity fucked you three times. And the other seven times, you were sitting there watching Netflix, watching 13 Reasons Why with a fucking boner. That's what the NBA did to LeBron. He went to H Finals, but his dick was in hand for five of them watching other niggas celebrate. And then you're going to call him the best nigga to ever touch a basketball? I don't know. Go fuck yourself. No. I refuse to do that.
To me, he still is the best player to ever play basketball at this point in his career. I don't think we've seen anyone better than him at with that size, that skill, and that strength, and that shot, and the athletic ability. I think he is the best basketball player of all time. But accolades-wise, obviously not. Is he on pace? It's hard to say. We don't know. Stat-wise, personally, yes, he is on pace. But, you know, winning-wise, it's hard to say, bro. I don't know what he's going to do in L.A. It's such a young team that shows – it's hard to tell how much promise they showed because of them not making the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So
where do you think this team goes with LeBron now?
They're probably a fifth, fourth seed.
Think so?
Yeah. Middle of the pack. Definitely better than the Trailblazers. Definitely better than the Spurs. Who else is out there? Definitely better than... are they better than Houston now?
Who?
The Lakers. Are they better than Houston now? I think they might be better than Houston now.
They might, because Houston took some L's. Like,
exactly.
They lost Ariza.
Yeah, Ariza went to the Suns. Mm-hmm. Now that's another team you got to worry about. The Suns are going to be decent this year. The Suns
are coming up.
They're going to be decent. DeAndre Ayton, I think he's the real deal. So, it's going to be interesting. The West is going to be really interesting.
The West is getting popping out there, man.
It's so top-heavy, it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And I feel like one more player might get shipped out there.
And I get to watch LeBron fail year after year. And then he gets to cry into a fucking yellow, a gold and purple Lakers jersey. And it's going to be delicious. Yeah. It's gonna be so like it's fattening. It's
I'm not much of a Laker lover either. I just love Kobe Bryant.
Fuck them niggas.
I like Kobe. I like Kobe and Shaq.
All so that's really about it. Except Shaq. Fuck all them niggas.
You don't like Kobe. If you had to pick, who would you pick? Kobe or LeBron?
LeBron.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hate the nigga, but I'm gonna be objective.
I like Kobe more than LeBron.
Oh, as a player? Like, who would I...
Well, no, like, if, yeah.
Who I like Kobe
like, more. Who was more of your favorite out of Kobe and LeBron?
Oh, Kobe all day.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a Kobe dude.
But I don't want to be one of them Kobe niggas that's like, every time LeBron gets mentioned, but Kobe did
it. Yeah, no, I can't be like that. Because at some point, you got to be real. Like, you got to just state the facts. But I'm a Kobe dude. I honestly didn't truly appreciate Kobe until he retired. But I'm definitely a Kobe over LeBron type of guy. Like, if they're playing one-on-one, I'm like, nah, Kobe got this.
Nah, Kobe gonna fuck him up.
Yeah, Kobe got that shit. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But I don't know, man. The West is going to be very interesting. And the East is going to be interesting because of it. Now we have to see which Eastern teams feel like they can finally step into the plate. Mm-hmm. We have a legitimate shot. LeBron isn't in the East anymore. We don't have to worry about getting eliminated by this nigga.
Mad scramble.
It is. This might be the first time we see the eighth seed in the East have more than 40 wins, be over 500, mm-hmm. like by a couple wins. So it's gonna be interesting to see. What else do we have on this list here? Fucking Kawhi Leonard, bro. He's a bitch now. I don't know what happened to him.
He's a bitch.
I don't know where he is mentally. Apparently, he still wants to be in L.A. Yeah. But I honestly think this nigga's going to play for the Clippers because he wants to be in L.A. that bad. It ain't going to be the Lakers. So, I don't know what's up with him. I think, is he from Cali?
It's who?
Is Kawhi from Cali? Because I know he went to San Diego State. And I know he just wants to be in L.A. But I don't know... It's looking like he's probably going to end up playing in for the Clippers. But I don't know. If he really wants to, same with LeBron. If he really wants to win, yeah, he's from LA. But if he really wants to win, I feel like Philly is the best place for that. But if he doesn't want to win, then yeah, nigga, go home if that's what you really want to do. So I don't know what he's thinking. I don't know. He's just making himself look bad.
He sure is.
He's making himself look like a crybaby. He looks like a crybaby.
You look like a traitorous bitch. You look like a nigga. You quit on your team. Yes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you leave them as soon as they start asking questions like, yo, what's good with you, my nigga?
Yeah.
And you say, nah. And then you quit. Yeah. And you quit on them. Yeah. How disrespectful.
And then you have an injury that isn't as bad as some doctors are saying. You have an injury that other doctors are saying you should sit out. Your team is in the playoffs. You sit out. So it's like, you don't look like you're even trying at this point. Like, I don't know what's up with him, but hopefully he can make up his mind. I hope he comes to the Sixers. That's really what I'm praying for at this point. I feel like that would put us over the edge. I feel like that's like, that could be our missing piece. I feel like we would definitely go to the finals if we had him. I feel like we could beat the Celtics with Kawhi. So I don't know. Only time is going to tell. So we'll see. I mean, I don't know. It's just, Kawhi just got to get off his bullshit and finally decide what he wants to do and commit to a team. Because whoever he commits to is going to take him. So they're going to make it happen. But let's see. Damn. What else do we have, bro? I see you got top five projects.
Yeah, because there's a lot of music coming out, and I just said, you know, we're about at the halfway mark of the year.
Yeah, we are.
And I don't really have too much else.
So,
as far as topics, I was like,
yeah, I don't know what else.
So I pulled this out of my ass.
What else really happened? What else happened this week? I don't know. It was 4th of July. Niggas had work. Did anything in the news happen? Was there another school shooting or something? No, school's out.
Let me find a way.
But this is America.
This is America. I was just thinking, like, yeah, what's like, I won't say a top five, but what's like your three favorite projects this far musically? This half of 2018.
Definitely J-Rock.
Mm-hmm.
So J-Rock. What else have I been listening to a lot? Top three. J-Rock is probably, I'm not gonna rate him. So J-Rock, Tierra Whack, Whack World. And then probably Teyana Taylor. Those might be my top three right now. Those are the ones that I listen to, like, all the time. But, also, ooh, no, never mind. I'll take out Teyana Taylor and put in Fetty Wap. Fetty Wap put out a mixtape called For My Fans. That shit is A1. Definitely super slept on. So, yeah. Fetty Wap, Tierra Whack, Whack World, and J-Rock. Those are my top three from this year. Super slept. All pretty slept on. So.
Yeah, J-Rock don't get the respect he deserves,
Nah, not at all. What are your, do you have a top three?
I'm going to say, not in no particular order, I liked, hold on. Oh, I'm sorry. Nah, I just saw something crazy.
You got a top three?
I'm sorry. I really like Supreme Blindtail by West Side Gun.
Oh yeah, you always tell me about that dude.
Yes.
I haven't got into him yet. I'm gonna have to listen.
Patrick Page 2's album Letters of Irrelevance.
I haven't heard that at all.
I've been enjoying that. And then I just discovered this dude, rapper dude. His name's Mike. Just straight up Mike.
Oh, man, that's bold. And
his project's called Renaissance Man. He's a rapper from New York.
And he bold for that. Just to call yourself Mike and make a name for yourself?
Yeah.
Goddamn. Shout out to him. But also, I got to give honorable mention to fucking Aaron Ray. That album, Aaron Ray Platinum Fire. You gotta listen to that if you haven't heard it. And then also, what else came out this year? No Army, not Kanye. Shut your ass up. What else? Maybe Shrem Life. Shrem Life 3 was pretty dope. So if I had to do my top 5, it would probably be those. Yeah, that sounds about right. But yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's been a good year for music.
What? Gotta put in Daytona.
Oh yeah, well, I mean,
Daytona.
Daytona's not in my top 3, though.
Daytona's
not in my top 3. Daytona was dope, but it's not my top 3.
I might narrow the edge out.
You gonna throw it in there?
But nah, I really like that dude, Mike Renaissance Man.
He's how you be finding these niggas? You be finding some underground niggas.
That's a great question. I don't know how I found. I think I found him through Earl Sweatshirt.
Oh, you listen to his mixes, right?
Yeah.
He still be making them like recently.
I know he's depressed. He's been going through some stuff with his father passing and everything. Yeah. But like he had this show with Knowledge on Red Bull Radio.
Was it just Knowledge? Was it Anderson .Paak too, or just the Bull Knowledge?
Just the Bull Knowledge. Like they do have like a radio show where they just play music they like.
Word.
But like yeah, he sounds like Earl. Like the vibe is just like I like it. Yeah. So. Y'all should check that out, Renaissance Man by Mike. It's dope.
That's dope. That sounds dope.
But, do you have anything else, man?
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm kind of noodle dicking, y'all. It's a kind of a short one. I ain't gonna lie.
Noodle dicking.
That's my shit, noodle dicking. You know, when you kind of like give them the short end of the stick. I mean, it's kind of a short one today, guys, hey. But, man. When you said all you know, it's time to go.
Hold on. Before we go, let me check my Twitter.
Yeah, we're gonna do the good old TL rundown.
Let me just make sure I have nothing else. I don't think I retweeted anything crazy. Oh, you know what I did see though? Real quick, I saw the new Purge. The first Purge. That's what it's called.
What?
The First Purge is what the new Purge is called. They made a new one called The First Purge. It's about how it started. By far the best Purge movie.
Really?
Yeah.
They did right.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the third one, wouldn't it be?
Fifth?
Get the fuck out. Fifth?
Yeah, the first one, Purge, whatever it was, Anarchy. Okay, I'm sorry. This is the fourth one. But yeah, basically the movie is about how the Purge started. Just to give people a quick rundown with minimum spoilers. Basically the Purge starts on Staten Island and they try to basically make the people who lower income people, black people, engage in the Purge. And this is how they try to make it popular.
Some bullshit.
And you know, they felt as if not enough people were participating. So they sent certain people to participate. And certain people was like, fuck that, we fighting back. And yeah. It was the best Purge to me.
Wow.
To me.
Oh, I gotta
look, to me. Because I was sitting in there mad as fuck. And I like the way that the angle that they took because it was very realistic because that's how America really would be if there was a Purge. I was sick. You just gotta watch it.
You know,
it's very accurate.
Speaking of watch, you see
My God.
The new power, right?
Oh my
the new
power. God. This nigga Tariq. If you don't, all right, this is going to contain, all right, we're not going to do too many spoilers, but this nigga Tariq, bro.
This nigga Tariq gotta fucking go, bro.
I don't know if he gotta go.
No, he has to go.
Somebody gotta slap this nigga in the back of his head. I don't know if he's trying. I'm telling you, bro. I think he's trying to handle this shit on his own.
He has to pass away. There needs to be another funeral scene.
I'm telling you, bro.
For Tariq.
He's trying to handle shit on his own.
He's fucking it up.
And that's what I'm saying. He's fucking it up, but I don't know why he don't know.
Episode, he intentionally fucked it up. Yeah. He knew they were going to try and kill this nigga, and he fucked it up.
Yeah. He did.
He did that.
He did.
So,
I don't know. What do you do with, like, but who gets rid of him? You just let him, at this point, you just got to let this nigga do what he thinks he's going to do. Whatever you think he got in his eye, in his mind, you got to let him, you do it then, nigga. Mm-hmm. And whatever happens, happens. If he dies, he dies.
If he dies, he dies.
Not trying to give any spoilers away. If you watch the show, then you know what we're talking about. If you don't watch it, then you're still lost. But, and if you haven't watched it yet, I'm not trying to give away too much information. But just know, Tariq is a slap. And by slap, I mean
shit,
he's
bro.
A slap dick.
He's an asshole.
Yeah.
He's a little dickhead.
Yeah.
He's a little ringworm.
Facts.
Hey. What is that?
No, my
phone. Then also, one last thing.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that new NFL policy, bro?
What policy?
There's a new PED policy. Like, if you snitch on niggas who have who's also taking PEDs, they'll like reduce your suspension up to 50%.
Excuse me?
Yes, that is the new
any type of suspension or your PED suspension.
Your PED suspension.
I was about to say, you telling me you can smack a bitch and then snitch on a nigga that has PEDs?
No.
And go from 6 games
to
3.
It's only translate PED to PED.
Wow, so they're trying to get these niggas out of here.
Yeah, man.
Why though? I want to see niggas who are overly strong.
I want to see
niggas on PEDs.
Up.
I need to see niggas on steroids. That's why baseball is boring now, because they got rid of all of it. They give niggas 89 game suspensions. Shit, whack. I'm trying to see Mark McGwire and niggas hit home runs 600 feet.
Shout out to Mike Piazza.
Yeah, shout out to Mike Piazza. I'm trying to see niggas hit the ball so far that the laces fall off.
I'm trying to see white Sammy Sosa and black Sammy Sosa.
Facts.
Shoot, yeah. Motherfucking.
Yeah, I'm trying to see these. I'm trying to
laser,
see.
Laser fucking balls
exactly.
out of the park.
I'm trying to
nigga.
See a nigga steal from first to home. Like, I need. Baseball needs steroids, okay? But nah, that PED shit is weird. I don't get that. Like, I mean,
damn,
snitching?
Bro.
You want to entice
yeah, like,
snitching?
But what makes you think, like.
What makes you think niggas are going to actually do that?
Not even if they do that, but what makes you think that's going to make, like, a cohesive, good locker room
yeah.
if niggas is allowed to be snitching on niggas?
Yeah, and you get your sentences reduced?
And niggas are going to find out.
They
like,
are.
Yo, wasn't Ronnie supposed to be suspended 10 games, but he got out and fought? But what happened to the old line?
I don't know what type of honor system the NFL thinks the NFL like, what do you think
NFL just gonna, like
them
just
niggas
fuck
it's
up.
It is a brotherhood.
Yeah,
all them niggas fuck with each other. They're in it for the money, okay? Them niggas aren't about to snitch on one another.
And
at the end of the day, they're all millionaires.
When you snitch on somebody for that and you take them out of the game for weeks, you're fucking up their money.
Exactly. It's not no man
you're
is
taking
gonna,
money out of their pocket. You're
nobody's
taking food
doing that.
Off their family's
no,
table.
Nobody's doing that. None of them niggas are doing that. I'm sorry.
Man, listen, man.
And that's pretty funny.
Whew. But,
I don't know.
Yeah. We had to hit you with the noodle dick this week. We don't got nothing for you.
The noodle dick.
You thought we had a lot. I don't have much.
No, actually, I mean, niggas is chilling.
Yeah.
We're chilling. It doesn't always have to be a long-ass episode.
Yeah.
Right?
No,
right?
It doesn't. No, it doesn't.
Right?
A dab will do you.
What dabble do you?
Dabble do you? Sometimes putting the tip in is just all the fun you need.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Exactly.
You know.
But let me just do my one last
TL check.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, yeah, when you put the TL,
yeah, you pull the TL up.
You ever been so excited when you put the tip in, you automatically nut?
You know what I mean? Sometimes it's just. Oh, you know what? You want to see the whitest thing I heard about this week?
What?
Canadian man killed by a polar bear while protecting his children. Did you see that?
No.
He was killed by a polar bear, but they were on a tour called Walk with the Bears.
What?
So they were walking with. On like. They were on a tour with the Bears, with like
Team Bears.
Yeah, no, in the wild, in the wilderness.
So you're walking with
Bears. I think the only thing protecting them was a rope.
How does a rope?
I don't know. They drew a circle in the sand and wore a sombrero.
The bear circle.
Like they were protecting themselves from sea bears. I don't know, bro. But the guy got mauled by a fucking polar bear who's probably very hungry and very hot because global warming is a real thing. And the bear killed him.
Well.
So that was interesting. It is just funny to me to see how that shit happens. Like, I don't get it. Oh, also, did you see the? Speaking of dykes earlier, did you see the dyke
with the fireworks?
With the firework?
You guys are a treat. I swear,
man,
you guys are something.
If you haven't seen this, I'm gonna retweet it. Hold on, let me like that shit so I can find it. Basically, this dyke had on a fucking strap on. But the strap on wasn't a penis.
No.
It was a firework. And this stud lit the firework and started jerking it.
But not jerking it, but the moans of pleasure. Yeah. Like you feel something.
Like they were busting a big old fireball.
A fire nut. Coming fire. I'm coming in hot.
It was the
like
most.
You feel something.
It
bro.
Was the most bizarre shit I've ever seen. I don't understand it. Dykes need help.
Shout out to y'all.
Like, if you can hear this,
listen to the moans.
And they're in the bathroom. They're pointing it into. As they're profusely stroking
there's
a firework.
Large screen.
This is a grown person jerking off a firework into a tub. And yeah, that's all I have. Oh man.
That's the way to end it, I guess.
I just don't
with
have
a, with a studly firework jerk fest. Boy, 31 episodes of this. I don't know how we made it.
And 31 more coming.
Baby. 31 more coming.
Coming in hot.
Oh yeah, bitch ass nigga. Oh
man, listen, we got collabs coming.
Yeah.
With a new show, it's called That Shit Good.
That shit good.
We're going to be on there with Saturn.
Yeah, man.
Know what I'm saying? We got some guests coming up
making
soon.
Making some visual moves.
Listen, IGTV coming soon. My nigga Dule is going to be on here. We're going to have Kev Rogers. I'm going to try and get Mir Fontaine. That nigga be busy. He on tour right now. Know what I'm saying? We making money moves, nigga. We're going to be in New York soon.
Hey.
Know what I'm saying?
So all the New York podcasts, you know, fuck with us. Come highlight
big
facts.
We'll
pull shout up. Shout out to the New York podcast. I fuck with. Shout out to 4th and 13. Fuck with them heavy.
They're New York.
Yeah,
I definitely thought the niggas was from Philly, but continue.
Nah. They're Long Island niggas.
Okay, no, maybe it's called 4th and Long.
Shout out to you. So 4th and 13, Cashmere Thoughts podcast.
Heard of that one? Before.
All record out of the Red Room. Shout out to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are dope. So we'll be out around.
We'll be out there.
We'll make it move soon, man.
Taking pictures in portrait mode all summer,
all
dickhead.
All day, nigga.
Not on
everything
saying.
In the back is blurry.
When did that nigga get down here?
Your brother creeped down here for a while.
You've been down here the whole time?
No. He's been out for a good 7 minutes.
Oh, okay. Whoa. Oh, God. I thought you were about to say a good 70.
Nah.
I'm like, what?
Nah.
Oh, man.
But, I don't got too much else.
I'm good, bro.
All right, so we're going to do it like this. You already know what it is.
I'm hungry.
This is Not That Serious, the podcast.
Yeah.
Shout out to y'all for listening. Shout out to everybody who listens, subscribe, rate, all that.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate you. Continue to do so.
Yeah, we do.
Shout out to our listeners. We really appreciate the support. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at NTS Pod, on Instagram at Not That Serious Pod, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music. We're all Not That Serious Podcast on all those platforms. Make sure you listen, rate, subscribe, comment, leave a review. Rate us 5 stars, nothing less. Anything less, either. You know what I'm saying? And honestly, you know, 30 episodes, 31. It's been a hell of a ride. I can't wait. We can't wait to do more. It's lit. We appreciate everybody showing love. Thanks for showing love to the merch.
That's coming soon.
We're gonna work on that soon. We're excited with the response that has gotten. Yep. And you already know what it is, man. Peace.
Peace.
Moment's notice. You're telling me to stay until the morning. You know a nigga homeless. You give me everything inside the showroom. Your old school trophies. You used to work the small forward. Now you're working corporate, dipping in the sports whip. I hope I never had to cut you off. My best one is love by far. I love you. In it for the long run. My nigga said I'm on one. I never knew a love stronger. My heart is a great big boulder. Hey, you fuck me like you know this could be something like your very last moment.